what Lady and were doing in LA with the brown bag.
Episode 72.
And
before you guys keep watching,
Friendsgiving.
And before you guys keep watching, press the link and go buy some tickets.
Buy some tickets for the Brown Bag Live Show.
Tickets. Okay, this is really cool. It is November.
November 14th.
Yeah.
And we just locked in something super special, crazy, amazing, and you will only get to experience it when you're at the live show. So shout out to everybody that already got their tickets. You just got an extra added on top of seeing
And don't
us
be guessing what it is in the comments, all right?
As Brown Bag.
Just
yeah
know we're going to be doing something, but somebody else is going to be doing something as well.
It's going to be...
You know the vibes.
You know the vibes.
Yeah.
Vic, you better...
Yeah, bro, people aren't dumb. Our fans are actually pretty smart.
Vic. Can you dolphin Vic, please? That, for, yeah.
Just dolphin the that part.
Can't allude to shit these days, all right?
Yeah, but I ain't gonna lie. I'm excited for the live show.
Knowing Vic, we never really talked about how Vic posted the background wall before we did the reveal. Remember when we painted this? Vic just wanted to post for his gram, his outfit.
My outfit was hard.
Yes, in my you defense. Couldn't wait, dog.
What
you
am I supposed to do, black
reveal
out the wall?
No, not post. Literally not post.
I couldn't wait. Fit
I know
too hard.
That, and that's why we shouldn't tell Vic the secrets.
I know.
Of the
live like,
show.
Like, we gotta have like a separate group chat.
Yeah.
With his own manager.
Yeah.
And just
no one tell Vic for his own good.
Oh my god.
Dad, I'll be fucked up. We just have a separate group chat where we plan a guy and shit.
Yeah.
So you're not a ruin.
I'm not the bean spiller. Right?
You definitely are. You're like a caption spiller.
Yeah.
Like you'll do
you
some
do
shit,
it for
like,
the gram.
Like for let's say like
no.
For let's say we're to have Drake performing at the live show, right?
Mm-hmm.
You would be like, yeah, champagne probably coming in December. I don't know when, though. Like, like,
or you would tweet. Like,
okay. Yeah, I feel you.
Or you would
that
tweet
does sound
something
like me.
You would tweet it. He's giving away so much shit in his fucking Twitter.
If you guys been paying attention to my story, I've subliminally been, like, promoting what we're doing, but it's not really subliminal. Like, I just personally, like, you know what I mean?
Which one of your friends can keep a secret?
Me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm fucking horrible, dog.
Talk
like,
to me.
It's like, especially like, okay, so like, you know how like there's always the person that's kind of like the glue in the friend group?
Yeah.
That's me. Like, everybody comes to me with their problems, and I somehow got to figure out the way to solve it and everybody be okay with each other.
Yeah.
But also, I do like the most things, like the live show, like, I'm always having parties and kickbacks. So I would use them like damn, you're not in the kung fu. All right, be like that, perro, be like that, fool. Nah, it's cool. And then I make him feel like shit. He's like, so don't want to Google, this person's going to be there. I'm like, so that's what matters, fool? Not even my success? And they'll be like, oh, no, shit. You know what I mean? So, like, certain shit like that. But secret is kind of like hard. Like, I got to tell somebody. Like, I can't keep it to myself.
Who do you tell?
Who do I usually tell secrets to? My mom.
And then she?
I tell my mom.
No. If it's, like, something, like, serious, my mom knows to keep it herself, but if it's just like a cheese man, like something funny, like let's say like the homie shit himself, he doesn't want nobody to know. Oh, he's gonna hear it, but I'm gonna keep it a secret for as much as I can.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, certain shit. Like I found out something about Jakarta in Oakland.
Uh-huh.
And I couldn't hold it in, dog. Told all the homies. And then when I told the homies, he's like, we already knew. That's what Jakarta said he was gonna tell us because he knew you were gonna tell us. And we're on that from saying. But we all found out something, you feel me? Like, so it's just like that.
Yeah.
But like, example, like what happened with Callie and his girl, like it was just a funny tease, man. Like, told everybody.
Oh, I knew about that shit as it was going on, play by play. It was in a whole different city. Like,
yeah, we started a group chat with Callie.
Without Callie. It was a group chat without Callie and just me and like, look what your friend is doing. Like,
wow.
And then we're like, look, he's driving 100 mile per hour with a sprinter. And then Vic calls him and goes down to 72. I'm like, oh, you needed Vic to call you to calm you down. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, Callie can't keep a secret either on that side.
Oh, he's trash. He
oh, he's the worst.
He's the fucking
like, hey,
worst.
So-and-so told me not to tell you, but I'm going to tell you anyway because I don't give a fuck. Yeah. All right, and then I'm thinking like, when I tell him shit, it's going to be the same way.
Nah, Letty, you're pretty good at keeping secrets.
Yeah, I'm a good
you're a good secret keeper for sure.
Yeah, I just tell the boys and they can't tell you.
Yeah. Nah, Jorjito, Luis, they know some
shit.
Jorjito probably has like a whole like seminar around his preschool. Like, yeah.
Like, hey, guess
you
what?
Guys.
Do you know who's coming out on the Brown Bag Podcast? I'm going to tell you.
Yeah, like, yeah, no, but Letty is really good at keeping secrets.
Yeah, you are.
So, look, I'm going to get started a little bit real quick.
Aw.
But, like, so, we've been looking for my dad. We haven't heard from him for, like, 2 months. So, we think he passed away. So, my sisters and them been looking for him. Went to TJ. So, like, I was supposed to go, but I was filming. So I've been kind of like out the way and shit. We've been trying to like figure out like calling mortgages and hospitals and shit like that. And I told Letty, and she was like, I'm not trying to make it sad, but I was like, nah, yeah, if it was good though, it's good. She's like, fuck, I'm gonna go cry after we click.
Yeah, because I'm the emotional one. So everything, and the thing about Duno is he's stepping up. He's stepping up. He's very young. But these are things that he should not be worried about. But he's, you know, he's, him and his sister Cookie are really the only ones that can go to Mexico and do this stuff.
Yeah.
And it's just unfortunate situation all around. But I just see Duno stepping up. But that's why, to me, I'm very, like, aware of what's going on. So I'm, like, constantly checking on him. And he's constantly fucking...
I'm like, fool, I'm good. Like,
I'm filming. But it's like, no, you're not good, bro. Like, talk to me. Like,
it's good.
Everything okay? Have you checked
it? It's okay to, like, slow down and, like, feel what you're feeling.
But do you know how crazy it sounds that, hey, yeah. I think my dad is dead. I am contacting Morgs and TJ.
Yeah.
And I can't...
Which is very frustrating. TJ is horrible.
Okay, no, but besides even the business part of it, do you know that's... huge.
It's okay to like.
Oh no, most definitely. Slow down.
I get what you're saying though, especially like in our like
field, line of work.
But you see how none of them knew because I don't fucking.
No, I'm saying you're gonna keep
we,
a secret.
We can fill up our schedule.
Oh, Callie knew a little bit.
As much as we want, we can fill up our schedule to be as busy as we want.
Yeah.
Usually, so I think like that's good that you're being productive, but it's okay to like feel what you're feeling.
Oh no,
too,
most definitely, like, and
because it's hard and it's gonna hit you one day out of nowhere. Yeah. You're gonna be driving or something and.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah. And that's normal. And that's normal.
Look, it's funny because, look, at the end of the day.
It's not funny.
No, it's not funny.
It's literally not funny.
It's not funny because, like, I know, like, how frustrated it could be for, like, my older sister and them because they were, like, closer. But it's also frustrating with their status of, like,
them
not being born here. It's kind of like everything lands kind of on me and my sister. Shout out my sister Cookie, which she's been, like, and, she, you know, she works a 9-to-5 job. So she's busy constantly, you know. But she's been calling. And we contact these people, like,
through
like, WhatsApp and Facebook.
What's up?
But, like, you can't, like, you know, over here, you could just call and be like, this is what he looks like. Like, over there, nah, you got to go, like, personally walk around and shit. So, shout out my sister, Cookie. She's been holding it down for the family.
Yeah.
I've been busy filming. But, yeah, we just got to,
And I've just been praying that it's not the worst case scenario that maybe he's just on a trip somewhere. Like,
hella smoked out.
Yeah, and hope best case scenario, which is crazy.
But also, but it is kind of sad because of the weather and shit. You know what I mean? Like, it's extra cold.
It's sad
because
that's your dad.
No, but I'm talking about like certain factors. Stop making that face, Mike. When you look sad.
It's not because this fool talks like nothing.
Nah, I think it's because fool. Like that's
okay,
life.
Okay, let me tell you. I know it is life. It's life, bro. It's life, but it's not life you should be dealing with right now. And I know you've dealt with a lot of shit in life, so this feels very numb. But or just very regular, but it's not. Like Duno's talking to me
about preparing for a live show.
Sending photos to the morgue to possibly identify bodies that they have in there that haven't gone identified. That's insane. That's big. And then he's like, yeah, I'm gonna go film with fucking AD right now. I was like, bro, you need to like at least put it on me. Like if you're gonna talk to anybody about it, talk to me about it. I know you talk to Cookie clearly. Like,
oh yeah, my family. We have a group chat booming.
But yeah, we love you, Duno.
Yeah, it's good, man. It's good. We living. We got a live show. We're preparing for
it. Can I hold your hand just for a little bit so you can feel my love? I always tell Jorito when I hug him, can you feel my love? He's like, yes, I feel love.
And what's crazy is that my mom, you know, they're not together. He put my mom through a lot, and my mom's still like, every day she just like, it's not funny.
It's not funny.
Duno. But like, we'll just randomly be sitting there. She'll be like, hey, you okay, right? I'm like, fool, I'm playing Call of Duty. Shut up. Not I don't tell her to shut up, but I'd be like mid kill streak. Like, I'm about to get a UAV and shit. And she wants to ask me about my
dude,
dad.
Dude, I was like, die, fucker, die. She's like, mijo, are you okay? Everything's good. Nothing's wrong.
I'm like doing call out. And she like, wants to pray. I'm like, fool, I don't want to pray right now. He's good. Like, he's good. You know, you got to think positive.
Duno's taking that on the fucking, on the other gamers and shit.
On the 12-year-old
he's taking
kid,
that on the gamers.
Talking about Modern Warfare 2, you know how many times I've been called all types of, like, Latino remarks, like, racist remarks?
Like,
Call of Duty is back. Like, Modern Warfare 2, like, they called me a wetback. And I was like, why'd you call me that? He's like, you sound like one.
Oh,
like,
shit.
Like, bro, those lobbies are crazy, y'all, Josh. Josh and them, no, those lobbies
are. That's not my life. I don't know anything that you guys are talking
bro,
about.
Bro, huh? Those lobbies are
It's like Instagram comments, but people actually saying it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But it'll be, you know, like that kid that went viral that's like, I want to kill my mom. It's like tens of thousands of those kids.
Bro, they'll be like, yeah.
Just so we see, I'm taking the shot.
Yes.
Según
ella. For Duno?
Según ella.
For Duno.
I'll believe it when I see it.
Cheers.
I love you.
She's gonna distract us. Hold on. My turn.
I love you a lot.
Ooh, shut up. Who's
like, get a marker and mark the part of the bottle.
All right, you fucking assholes. I'm trying to. It's that, Thanksgiving. I want to be emotional. Yes, I'm in cool soy.
Yeah, yeah. Don't check my turn to take the shot. Nah, fuck
what the,
that.
What the fuck was that?
Bullshit.
That was a distraction tactic. Sleight of hand. Nah, now
fuck
you're making
you
putting extra on it with the
fuck
faces.
You.
Yeah, the homies be like, you be kissing the bottle, fool.
What do you mean?
like, I mean, I don't want, fuck it.
Do
we
it.
Sure
don't deep throat it.
Yeah. No, pause.
But like, oh my God, have you learned about the thumb trick?
What thumb
oh
trick?
Oh my God, go.
Okay, so
go.
like, you know, usually.
Hold on, wait.
No, I'll share it. Okay. I'm about to up your guys' sex lives.
Ooh.
Yeah, go.
Ooh. Ooh. I'm kicking it with somebody tonight. Nice. Ooh. But usually, like, you know, food's waterfall, right? But I'll be like.
Oh, so they're like, you're kissing.
They're like, they'll be like, oh, you kissed the bottle, fool. You didn't even really drink none. And that's facts.
Oh, I get you. Okay, so the thumb trick. Apparently, okay, you know how we all have a gag reflex, right? And what happens during your gag reflex is something gets lodged in your throat, clearly, and your human response is to, like, get rid of it, cough it out, or try to get it out, right? Apparently, if you do this with your thumb, and you just hold your thumb with your other fingers, kind of like you're doing a thumbs up, but, like, inward, right? That, for some reason, your brain doesn't focus on what's going on in your throat, and it focuses on the thumb, so then it removes the gag reflex. So, the theory is that if you're a girl giving head and you have a gag reflex, you do the thumb trick and it can go further. There you go. You're welcome. Was that 10 minutes in at least? Just.
What am I supposed to do with this piece of information?
I don't know. Just share it.
Be like, hold on, girl. Go like this.
Share it with a friend. Just see how far it'll go. Test it out. Experiment.
For
science.
Before you put the glizzy in your mouth, just do this.
You could actually try it. Like, literally try it without.
I don't want to try the tactic.
You bitch. Like, you could tell her, hey, don't, like, if you have your girl, right?
I feel like suck the chorra without this and then with
this. And
then
try it with it. Let's figure it out. I've never heard chorra.
Never heard the chorra?
No, the chorra. Oh, I heard chon.
You never heard the chorra for real?
No.
I would be like, you're the fucking chorra.
That sounds like chorro.
Like chorra, you're the chorra nation. The chorra meister.
All right, another shot. Shout out to the thumb trick. Hey, if this God. Helps you in any way, you're welcome.
Please leave the comment if you tried this.
Yeah.
Stop the pot and go give some.
Stop the pot. Buy tickets and go suck the thumb trick.
Is this chorra. Like, is this going to be like a new signal for like sucking dick?
It
was like,
we just do it. Go on the thumb trick. At the live show, forever? Bro.
Oh, yeah.
For the live show, girls just.
Ladies is gonna go like this, and all the girls are gonna fall.
Yeah.
I'm back, brown bag baddies, put your fists up.
and then
that is the international sign for brown bag baddies.
Put your fists up real high. Both of them.
I love this for us. Happy Thanksgiving. Okay, let's take another shot for.
And then let's talk about Wakanda Forever.
No. You guys,
come on, bro.
These two pieces of shit over here.
No, this one piece of shit didn't watch it. So because
he didn't watch his homework.
He doesn't want to talk about it on the podcast.
First of all, you guys, it's because look, you guys have a priority to do shit like all the time. Like the kids want to go see Wakanda,
yeah.
Right?
But low-key, I had to leave midway because Luisito was over it.
He was wilding.
Yeah. It's like 5 hours long. I had to leave in the fourth hour.
How long is this movie?
Like 2 hours.
I got there like
30
minutes late.
I'm gonna
be honest.
Well, so you didn't see the first 30 minutes?
Nah.
You're fine if you didn't. You're good.
Yeah, I heard it was just like sad shit anyway.
Like the end is the shit that you wanted
to
see.
Yeah.
Okay, well, yeah, let's not talk about it. Yeah, Wakanda though.
No, can we talk about like the
at
themes
least the
in
actor.
It? The, okay, yeah.
Namor.
Brown Pride.
That shit.
Yeah,
okay, yeah.
Super Brown Pride.
Brown Pride.
I suppose like we're doing my job.
Super Brown
so,
Pride.
What, like, up to my surprise, the movie was basically, there was no male protagonist besides
that means
Namor.
Good guy.
Yeah.
Good guy. But he was the antagonist, actually. He's supposed to be the bad guy.
Yeah.
And he's not a villain, you guys.
Oh, my God, bro. Yeah.
But okay, so it was all about women. It was all about women.
It is not all about women.
Okay.
How is it not all about women?
Go ahead. Get out of your system.
I actually think it's actually about Namor. And his, like, his life.
No, I'm just saying it was, I'm not criticizing it, because it was actually dope, because the characters are fire.
Yeah.
Like, and they were strong, they were,
You're doing noises from the movie.
What? But what was interesting? I'll wrap
Duno,
it up.
We can't do it. Duno is being a child. You are 10 years old, Duno.
We're not giving away you're the plot or like the ending
shut
or anything.
The fuck up, Duno. Shut the fuck up.
He's not even gonna watch it.
Okay, we
you're
are
gonna watch
okay.
it on Disney Plus in like a month. Come on,
Brownback as a family. We are holding off 1 week to talk about Wakanda Forever, but you better watch it and you better watch it.
Watch
come
it
next week. If you haven't watched it, I don't care. We're talking about it.
I'm pretty sure it's a great
so
movie.
This is for everybody to catch up to, okay? No. Wait, let me waterfall it.
But it was a good movie.
I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Oh, he was going in on his fucking journalist, Rosecrans Avenue Media.
Yeah, talking about
Rosecrans the main
media.
Protagonist conceptualized the schematics.
All right, so Dodgers made some fucking candles. What do they smell like, huh?
Fucking.
What the fuck do they smell like?
There's a Dodger.
You go.
What a Dodger smell
what the
like?
Fuck you think they smell like?
The candles? The
Vic,
candles.
Vic is a fighter off tequila. I never knew.
Oh, my God.
The candles smell like if white old people had a baby with a chola and a chola.
Explain. Explain it, Nati. Do us a favor.
Okay, so the brand Homesick.
What the fuck was that?
Yeah. Pussy when you're really drinking.
Homesick.
You taste that shit.
Homesick sounds like...
Jesus Christ.
Hold it.
Shut the fuck up. The brand Homesick makes candles, and they do candles of, like, Los Angeles, Hawaii, blah, 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 whatever. So they're making a candle that is dedicated to Dodger Stadium. That was not me.
Excuse me.
Okay.
Dodger Stadium, yeah.
So I asked the guys, if you got a Dodger Stadium candle, what does it smell like?
All right. Can we all give our five choices?
Five choices?
I don't know what it smells like.
Give one choice. All give right. one scent.
A Nissan Altima.
Shout out to the Nissans. We always clown them.
I have a Nissan Altima.
Specifically the Altimas.
I love the Altima. One of the best cars I've ever chosen.
It's a reliable vehicle.
What about you, Vic?
I feel like it smells like peanuts, Bud Light, and cool water.
Okay.
I feel like it smells like michelada.
Oh, that's fire.
Yeah, clamato, michelada.
It smells like putas and putazos.
Let me go back in. Let me go. We gotta go back. They said three. It smells like Nissan Altima, a probation office, a parole office, and Hachiros.
Hachiros. It smells like Dodger Dog for sure.
The new ones that are disgusting. You guys have the new
Dodger? The veggie Dodger Dogs?
It's no, just, they're just like, they're, it's not Farmer John anymore, so it's just like some other damn. Weird shit.
That's just more like the Gold Room, the bar on Sunset and Echo Park.
Smells like metal somehow.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's going to smell like...
Oh, because of their pistols.
Or the
cholos.
Wait, hold on. If Brown Bag had a candle, what would it smell like?
Oh.
That's tequila. A good question.
Who can't keep a secret now?
Both of you. Both of you. The answer is both of you.
If Brown Bag had a candle, what would it smell like? Oh, I know. Mineral water.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Hot Cheetos.
Yeah.
And horniness. That's valid.
It would smell like sex.
What does
smell? It smell like
you know.
Vagina.
You know.
When you're horny, you know. Salvadorian ceviche. Yes. Ah, that's what horniness smells like.
No.
That's fish, dog.
You don't get it.
I didn't get
the
it.
Salvi ceviche. There's no salvi ceviche. My pussy is a salvi ceviche.
Oh, my God.
Look
at Carol's face.
Sorry, Carol.
Jose's like, Jose's in the back like this.
Jose's in the back like this.
Smells like the thumb trick.
By the way, Carol, she came on point with her fit on.
Yeah, super all brown bag.
Brown bag on. Where'd you get this onesie from?
Carol's our friend. Forever 21. I brought a onesie. I don't know. I feel like Friendsgiving, you always dress up fun vibes. Okay, but yeah, we have a bunch of food in front of us, so we have to shout out everybody. Everybody brought a dish.
Yeah.
And bought a dish.
Yeah.
I just want to put out there that me and my mom are the only ones that actually cooked.
Me and my mom.
Me and Chata Nation.
What did you do in the cooking?
I want to go buy the stuff.
Okay, that is not the cooking.
And she forgot it in the car, middle of the night. It was cold, like 12. She was working on it, and I was cold, fresh out the shower. I could have got sick,
and
I had
to
go downstairs.
Go get it?
Yes.
But me? I know that you went had to go because she was like, go get it, or I'm not going to cook it.
That's facts. she's like, if you don't go get it, I'm not going to make it. I'm like, ah, fuck it. I was like mid Call of Duty game. I had to like camp somewhere, duck all the way down. and go get the shit real quick.
Vic, what did you bring to the table?
Spanish rice.
Because?
Because that's what I agreed to do last time.
Okay. I grew up Uncle Pablo's.
Yeah, that those were fire.
Shout out to Pupusas Downtown LA, or La Pupusa Downtown LA. I'll put their link, all of that. Great stuff.
Great stuff.
And then, what did you bring, Maximo?
Pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie. A little pumpkin. Angie brought the plates?
The drinks. She brought drinks.
The non-alcoholic
Which beverages.
Beverages
did you bring?
I brought the ginger ale.
Ginger ale.
Wow, ginger ale.
Wow, ginger ale. Trash. Only somebody from OC would go out of pocket like that, huh?
Yeah. Okay. But thank yeah, you. Shout out to us. So we have Friendsgiving feast in front of us. We already ate because people always say that we eat on the podcast. But I think we should do a pie eating contest. Do you guys want to take a shot before we do the pie eating contest?
Fuck, no. I'm down to take a shot after.
Okay, maybe but really, after. I'm telling you, my goal is to get drunk this
month. We're drinking. We're getting there.
Okay, so right, pick your poison. Pick your pie.
Shout out Carol, by the way. She brought
shout
these.
Out Carol.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Good Earth Cafe pies. These are the ones I always see. Like in the little display thing, and I never buy them.
Which is the less heaviest?
They're pies.
That one? No, I. Oh no, mine's just back there for the house later with some milk.
So you guys are each gonna get a pie and then see who eats the most.
Who can eat the most?
Eat it the fastest.
Eat it the fastest. I feel like look, get one of these just so we can all eat the same thing. So here, I'll take this
with no hands.
Everybody, put your thumb in your fist.
Hey, Letty, no hands.
All right, you guys play until you try the thumb trick and I save your fucking relationships.
Yeah, you going in like that, man? You ready to
win? All right, hold on.
Damn, this is heavy, way. I'm going to die, way.
Some came to play some.
Okay, we're just going to do, this is a lot. I'm definitely not going to eat all this.
Okay, I feel like, who could do the biggest bite? Okay. That's more valid.
Oh, I like it.
Just, we'll just eat the whole thing. Why are we scared?
Let the have more pride.
Shut up, dog.
What?
Yeah.
Man. Why aren't we going to eat the whole thing?
Let's eat the whole shit.
Who's going to win? Who you got?
He's like super aggressive today.
Yeah.
What's going on?
You look at that for horn.
Super.
No, it was a non-Wakanda
conversation.
Okay, let's see how big your bite is.
Biggest bite.
Go, Vic. You go first.
Let's all just eat the whole shit.
No, I'm not eating the whole thing.
You're a liar, asshole.
I'm going to eat the whole thing.
All right. Just the biggest bite. All
biggest bite. We get it.
Okay. That food doesn't.
Biggest bite.
I have a small jaw. But I'm going to eat the whole thing.
All right. One, two, three.
I won.
I'm gonna eat the whole thing, okay. This is delicious.
With the milk, it would have smacked, no.
And for audio people, my bad, man.
ASMR.
ASMR, yeah.
This is a pumpkin pie.
That's really good, but I know if I drink.
Oh my God.
If I eat and if I. Fuck this. Can't fucking eat. Hold up. If I eat the pie and drink at the same time, I get chorro away.
It's better than getting chorra.
No, I don't want to get chorro while giving the chorra, you know what I mean? There's another horneado story.
People love your stories.
I know, facts. Shout out to people. We went on a Vegas trip as a friend group when we were all still together. So my friends don't talk to each other no more, but aww, it's okay.
I thought you're the solution person.
Yeah, you can't salute some fucking scandal that shit. Sometimes you just gotta let people go their own way.
Yeah.
But, you know, Vegas, it was cracking, you feel me?
It was a vibe.
And I was like, drunk, blacked out. I was hitting it from the back, and while I was hitting it from the back, I had to throw up and I had to stop mid.
Is that when you spit back?
No, that would have been vomit back. Yeah, Vic.
Keep going.
No one's competing with
keep
you.
Keep going.
He's competing with himself.
Vic is still eating.
Go ahead.
So you're like the kid from Matilda.
Yes. I like that you've seen Matilda, the one that has to eat the cake, the chocolate cake.
Yeah, that's so fucked up. Super fat phobic. That would have not been allowed now.
Yeah.
I just want to put that out there, that kid went through some trauma.
Yeah. But he ate really well.
I know, and then he burped and he passed out. That's so fucked up. The principal literally had this fat kid go up there and just eat a chocolate cake until he counted more and everybody was just cheering him on.
Yeah.
That's fatphobic right there.
Okay, so you vomited on a girl's back?
No, I didn't vomit on her back. I was hitting it from the back and then I had to maneuver to the bathroom. And the next morning I woke up and she had like a toothbrush, toothpaste, and like some Advil and a ginger ale. I was like, good morning. That was cute, right?
That was cute. Did you keep her?
No. It was just a Vegas trip. You ever, like, fall in love just for a trip?
Oh, yeah.
You have, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, just on vacation, you're in love?
Just a vibe.
And then you come back to reality, you're like, ah, I'm cool.
I used to fall in love in a freeway drive.
Like next to like the people driving.
Like I would look in the other car. Have we talked about this? I would look in the other cars for like cute little boys and be like, oh, he's my boyfriend.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you did.
And like wait for like my dad to like drive up or whatever and just like try to steal a glance.
I had the homie speed up when we see some baddies driving next to us. Like speed up. And then we go next to them and they're like, no play.
No.
But I have been recognized when we try to get at girls before. And then you know what I did? I went into my Snapchat. And then there's a QR code, and I just pointed it.
So they can follow you.
And then she added me through, like, her camera. She was kind of weird, so I didn't even, like, we were talking, but it was, like, it got weird.
Why?
I don't know. It just got weird.
She wanted to do butt stuff or what?
Nah, she didn't want to do no butt stuff, but she was like, yeah, fuck it. I was like, kick it. She's like, I'm going to church on Sunday if you want to come. I'm like, the fuck?
She's so weird, all the faith that she has. She wanted me to meet God.
She's like, this is going to be like 3 months before anything happens.
Yeah, like, you want me to meet God on the first day?
Before Tars. Like, you're talking like that, Vic. Before anything happens.
Like, meeting God right away is crazy with you. When you and Jorge got the marriage thing, did you guys go to church?
The marriage thing.
When we got married.
When you guys got married?
The marriage thing.
I can't wait for you and Jorge's wedding.
Yeah.
Like, I'm very excited for it. Like, what rapper's gonna perform?
Like, you think I'm gonna tell you what the secrets you can't keep?
Is Angie gonna be allowed to bring her cell phone?
No, Angie, they're gonna have. Oh, I saw that. There's a school that's making all the kids put their cell phones in, like, those one things that keep your cell phone locked up. You know, usually they have, like, at the Dave Chappelle, like, show or something.
Like, yeah, like comedy shows?
The phone zipper?
The phone zipper things that they have to keep it in those. Until lunch or after school, which my brain went really dark really quick. Because first it's like, oh, okay, that's a good idea. Like, these motherfuckers won't be
on the phone. But then all the shit that happened before.
But then if some shit happens, like, now these motherfuckers can't even call the cops or call for help.
Yeah.
So then I thought.
I don't know. That could be tricky. How would you feel if they did that at your guys' kid's school? Well, obviously,
Lil Vic takes his phone to school, but he turns it off, puts it on the bottom of, like, his backpack or whatever. So I mean, he can't use it. No, he doesn't. Knowing him, he would, like, text me midday and then just be like, hey, Dad, can I buy some of this?
Yeah.
But, no, I mean, he doesn't use it during the day, but, like, he has it. Like, it's not, like, in a pouch or anything.
Yeah.
I'm sure, like, in an emergency, like, he can call me or something.
Yeah, you know, no, facts.
For parents with kids in high school and for kids in high school that are watching this, I'm sorry for everything you just heard. But how do you guys cheat in school? Because I hear, like, you can airdrop now. Like, imagine if you're in school and you had AirDrop, dog. Sending freaking photos, answers. That. You did?
Oh, you had that?
You had that you had AirDrop in school, bro?
Yes.
Kids had it so
AirDrop
much
is like 2 years old.
No, it's not. No.
You had AirDrop.
Dog, I was in high school 4 years ago.
What?
I had AirDrop.
What? Wait, hold on. Hold on. Duno's 22.
I was in high school like 4 or 5 years ago. 4 years ago.
20, 19, 18.
Yeah. All right. 4 years ago.
That's a trip.
Damn, what were you?
I was in high school 12 years ago. It's crazy.
Fuck.
But look. One thing. Nah. Well, you know what's crazy? You know what's crazy? That honestly, I think it also fucked up like the relationships like in the classes. Like the teachers kind of they didn't have like no choice. You know what they had to do? Switch like your classes and shit.
Huh?
Like, you know what I mean? Like they would have to like okay, so let's say you're used to being. Your sixth period, right? So, you're doing your test last, and let's just say one of your homies is in third period, they'll like switch it up and shit like that. So, your smart homie can't give you like the answers and shit like that. Or they'll switch up the test for everybody. Everybody got a different test.
Mm. Mm.
And not exactly a different test, but they'll just like, let's say if your question is number 5, that'll be number 1 for them.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, we wouldn't be able to like share the questions and shit like that. We still super cheated though.
I couldn't cheat, really, besides writing answers down on my hands.
Mm-hmm.
That's, like, the only way we could cheat back then.
Really?
Yeah, how else would you cheat?
Yeah.
Damn, that sucks.
The phone game was not like how it is now.
Yeah. Oh, well, we used to be on it. And what they used, and certain schools, they had, like, the thing where they would, where there was no signal in the schools. So we would have to download VPNs and then VPN, and then connect to the LAUSD Wi-Fi.
And then they wonder why there's so many scammers, because you guys had to make, you made us start scamming so young.
That's crazy, yeah.
And then the LAUSD, the Wi-Fi only lets you use, like, only LAUSD.com or, like, Google.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We had that where, like, the Wi-Fi was blocked.
So you have to go to, like, on proxies and shit.
Yeah, so we'd go on VPN, and then the VPN would let us use Instagram and connect to, like, Apple Music and Spotify and shit like that to bump.
Damn, that's
to
crazy.
Bump all the music you wanted to bump, SoundCloud, YouTube, and shit like that.
That's wild.
Shout out to VPN, bro.
Fools are looking at porn in the computer lab or what?
Oh, nah, you were active. You were dope. But yeah, there was always like one or two.
But like somebody always got caught. Like, there was watching porn in the computer lab again. And I was like, damn.
There was like
that's
that.
That's extra horny, though.
And then, and that shit sucked if you had assigned to one computer and there's six periods. And let's say the kid from first period watches the porn and you open your laptop second period, you get caught. You're the one that gets in trouble. Like, fuck.
Oh, shit.
I didn't know this was going down.
Bro,
computer labs were freaking.
Computer lab was active, and then people figured out how to play.
All I wanted to do is figure out how to get on freaking MySpace in my computer lab. How do I get on to change the code to my profile?
People used to play the Nervous game in the computer lab in my school.
Shout out to Are You Nervous.
I never played the Nervous game.
I loved Are You Nervous. Because everyone was always nervous.
Like, they would touch your knee, nervous.
Nervous. Are you nervous? Yes, I'm so nervous.
Damn. Did you guys ever go to school with a girl that got caught smashing in school?
No.
Really? Yeah. I know some girls that got caught smashing in the fourth floor and the whole school knew.
Yeah.
And that's embarrassing. She was a sinvergüenza, too. She didn't give a fuck.
Damn.
Super activa.
One of my homies got caught going into the girls' bathroom with his girlfriend at the time. And then he got, like, in so much trouble. And then his dumbass, like, got her pregnant, like, a month later after getting in trouble for that. Like, it was just, like, he had, like, a terrible fucking senior year.
Fucking Jakarta just told me that I forgot a double wanker in PE in continuation school, which I don't expect nothing.
Well, shout out to Pico Rivera's own Christian Roldan asked to play for the USA in World Cup. World Cup is coming, you guys.
Yeah. Southeast.
What is this dweeb doing?
Pico Rivera. Dweeb, what the fuck?
Pico Rivera, he's going to play for USA team, although it is weird that he's playing for USA team.
Well, he's I think there's like rules to what country you can play with.
I don't know if freaking Juan Toscano can play for the Mexican team.
Yeah, but basketball is different. The FIFA, I think you got to live like in the country over like 7 years and citizenship and stuff like that.
I don't know.
Wait,
I'll see David Beckham in freaking Spain or something.
No, that's
how that works.
So he's playing for the USA national team?
Yeah.
And he's from Pico Rivera?
Yeah.
Wow, Vic, you guys got one.
You got one, Vic.
The Southeast.
Not from Pico, but yeah, the Southeast. That's pretty fire, though.
There is a documentary that's about to come out just in time for like World Cup, and it's called like Good Neighbor, and it documents the rivalry in soccer between Mexico and USA and how just big the rivalry is and how Mexico always would tap that ass. And then I guess Donovan came and all these motherfuckers for the USA team. So then it chronicles that, and I cannot wait to watch it.
I know, because I wonder how they're going to make the Mexico team look.
But even, like, how they're saying, like, we'll root for Mexico beyond anything else. Like, that's where alliance lies. And then after Mexico loses, what team are you going for? It's usually not even the USA. Spain. Usually, like, Brazil. I'll go for, like, Argentina. I'll go for, like, any Latino country that's in the alliance.
Yeah, and then usually, like, the people that go for USA are, like, Salvis.
Okay.
Am I lying? Hold on. Can we talk about
Maximo? Am I lying?
No. You know who they go for? No, you know who they go for?
Salvi and their Team USA.
What's
no?
They go for
Brazil.
Everyone goes
Brazil.
All of a sudden, they swear they're Brazilian during World Cup time. They're like, "We won." I'm like, "No, you fucking didn't. You didn't qualify." But anyway.
Wow.
Salvi's
half of me is very offended.
Salvi's always go for the team that's going against Mexico.
Oh yeah, that's
example. Example, we're playing Argentina. That's who the Salvadorians are going to go for. And that's just fact. You guys are fucking trash.
I go for Mexico.
And you're half, so you're kind of... You're in a good position. Like, even if Mexico gets out, you're allowed to go for USA. I wouldn't look down upon you if you did that. But I'm just saying, like, most Salvis, they love anything that's against Mexico. And I feel it. We've been whooping your ass for so long. Yeah. Like, you feel me? Like, if you can't beat us, you know, join the team that might be able to beat us. And even then, those teams are kind of like, ugh.
Or how about join us?
Right.
Maybe it's hard for other ethnicities not to fuck with Mexicans.
Why?
Because Mexicans think they're all conceited. We're all conceited.
Your parents had a great relationship like they had you and your
They're
sister.
They're divorced.
Oh, shit. Well, yeah, maybe. You know? They're divorced.
Okay. Well, no. Yeah, okay. What else do you guys want to talk about?
But yeah, man, shout out to Salvies that are going to be going against us.
No, come on.
The crazy part is that the games are going to be like at 8 a.m. Yeah. You're gonna be a part of it.
That's actually always fun. So like I love early morning games. Mm-hmm. Well, we want to like broadcast live from like a Dave and Buster's or like Barney's Beanery or some shit. You
know? Oh, that's fire!
Yeah, it's gonna be cool.
If I remember
we could hit like some bars
right at there. 8 a.m.
Yeah, we should do a watch party somewhere.
That'll be fire. Last time they had like an Irish pub or some shit right there on Melrose.
Yeah,
they'd be going deep on the soccer games.
Damn, usually what I do is fucking I go to a Savvy household and watch the Mexico games.
So you can fucking...
So I could just be like, yeah.
You could just talk shit?
I'd be like, damn, they're in Qatar?
Qatar?
Qatar? Is it Qatar? What is it?
Qatar.
Oh, Qatar. Yeah. That was my first choice. Qatar's... Oh, Qatar's your artist, huh?
That's a guitar.
Katana.
It's a guitar. Did you guys watch the Dave Chappelle on SNL?
Yes.
I didn't
His
watch
monologue him. Was incredible.
No, that one you can ruin. Go ahead. Talk about it. But I did hear that he brought up Kanye West and Kyrie Irving. Did he go in on them crazy?
No, he didn't, actually. It was pretty funny. He just said that Kanye got in so much trouble, Kyrie got in trouble.
Yeah.
And I thought that was funny because, like, it's like when your homie is, like when your homie does something so bad or you're, like, your sibling does something so bad trouble. That you get in trouble for it, like, it's like, oh, damn, they fucked up.
What's the worst trouble your homie's gotten you into? Like, that wasn't your shit, but that was your shit. Mine is when Angie made... Jake Cole not fuck with me anymore.
Have you heard from him since?
Have not. But it's fine. Oh, it's fine. They haven't come to LA. They haven't come to LA.
Angie, you really fucked up.
That's
relationship.
What you
it's
think?
Okay. It's okay.
That's what
it's
you
okay.
Think.
Angie's worth it. Okay. You know, they're like here all the time.
Next time you go backstage, you're going to have the zipper thing?
Yeah.
Here you go, Letty.
You're going to take Angie's phone and flush it out the toilet?
No plus one.
I feel like I've gotten my friend in like a lot of trouble before. I threw, like, when my dad went to Chicago and I was, like, a junior. He was, like, gone for, like, a month. And so the house was open. So I was, like, eventually, you know, throwing parties. And my homie, my best friend Frankie, he was there with me. And then my cousin was there. It was, like, us three, like, throwing the parties and shit. And then, whoa.
The bottle don't lie, perritz.
Hey, don't forget the thumb.
This shit is so gross, you guys.
I drink this shit. This shit
forgot your own rule.
Yeah, facts.
But yeah, and then we threw a party. Cops came over. Like,
cops came over like
insane.
To kick it.
No, like they're trying to come in our house. But I had just done a class
about law,
and like you don't have to answer the door type shit. So I didn't answer the door, and they came in my backyard looking. And then eventually, like my fucking snitch ass neighbor.
Called your dad?
Yeah, I called my dad and told him.
Like how Duno's finishing.
And then
story.
I'm just trying to think. I'm trying
hurry
to
hurry up. Bitch.
Yeah, I know. I'm like trying to think story. About it. I'm having like a all right. Anyway, point is he got in so much trouble because this is a stupid story. Let's move on to the next one.
No,
it was nothing. It was a terrible story.
That shit was
all right, let's move on.
Jesus.
All right. Anyways, moving on.
but in the Dave Chappelle SNL.
I was trying to crack your finger.
I like that they did a House of Dragons skit.
So incest.
It was funny.
Okay.
Because they brought out like the Tyrone Biggums and they brought out like, I'm Rick James, Rich. Like they
no
brought,
way.
He brought out those characters.
Oh,
of
I
his.
Didn't know that. That's yeah, that's the really one good. Skit I didn't watch. I should have watched it.
It's really good.
He brought those characters out with the House of Dragons?
In the House of Dragons skit.
That's as a party skit.
Yeah. Like saying like, oh, they've come to support the queen in the show. And then it's just them being hilarious. Okay, yeah, but nobody watched it, so...
I know. Well, I didn't watch that one, but I saw the one where he made
the dude
Mikey
do
Day
his shit, yeah.
do his skit for
Black
him.
Heaven.
That shit was funny as fuck. He kept trying to get him to say, like, the N-word and shit. He's like, I'm not saying that.
You have to watch the skit. Okay, Edgar Report, what's up?
Bum, 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 bum!
So, this was a dope... this was a dope video that went viral online. Shout out Jose for sending it to me.
I was looking super musty at work today, so
I let my student cut my hair.
So a teacher let a student cut his hair. He has like a mullet.
And how are kids allowed to bring
in... To bring all this shit, right?
Freaking barber tools into school.
So he gave him a sick ass...
How?
Taper on the park bench, like
the
quad bench.
Looks like a mullet. Shout out to
Edgar. But it's cool. It shows like cool solidarity. That teacher's obviously like one of the cool teachers. He looks like
that fool probably, looks like fucking
he's probably like late 20s, early 30s or whatever. But I thought it was cool because it's like you could like make fun of him or like whatever. Damn. But like he's supporting him, putting it online. And I bet you that kid is going to be, like, a lot more booked. I bet you he's going to be, like,
well, you know what's crazy? Bread. That kid probably cuts hair at school, which is a hustle. Like, our hustle was, like, kids selling freaking candy at school.
Hot Cheetos and shit.
This was, but this was lining fools up at the oh, man. Wow. If I was in school, I'd be getting lined up every day at lunch.
That's I ain't gonna lie. One time I walked out of the bathroom, and the homie was getting lined up by another homie. I'm like, fool, what the fuck? And we made him believe that his hair was fucked up for, like, a whole week. Damn, he pushed you back.
I got pierced in high school. I got my tongue pierced in high school. Shout out to all the brown bag baddies that have gotten pierced in school. That's where it happened.
That parents, is
yeah. Your parents are not going to let you.
Oh, and then how'd you hide it?
That is not the fucking same thing.
No. It's kind of the same thing.
No, that is
doing shit at school.
Yeah, it's like ratchet shit with your friends. Yeah.
Getting your fucking a hole through your tongue?
Yeah.
Who pierced you?
And then it was also like really scary.
It was a chola?
It was super chola. All the cholas knew. They knew where not to hit the vein and all that.
Oh, yeah.
Pinks. Shout out to Pinks.
That was her name?
Yeah, that was her name. She could fight.
She probably got like four kids right now.
Probably. And she could fight. So. And then they did, my friend Frida did the one under my lip.
Her name was Frida?
Yeah.
Oh, I know she had
But she was Armenian.
Oh, but she was chola.
Yeah, she was chola. Oh, she was like Frida. The Mexican.
Yeah.
Armenian girl.
Then you have a whole other life. If I want to meet people you went to high school with.
I want you to meet me in high school. You saw my chola photos.
Oh, dude.
Do you know people that went to school with the Kardashians?
No. Because that's different. I'm Glendale. I think they're like rich people shit.
They were in Glendale too, though.
No, they weren't in Glendale. Oh, they know Glendale, but they lived in like rich people shit.
Dude.
They've been rich their whole life.
For do you ever get random DMs like, hey, fucking Letty, what up?
Yeah. Pinks. Yeah. What's up, girl? Pinks? She's the shit, though. Those are like I always big up the cholas in my school because they were always the cool bitches, the down bitches, the one that would teach you how to fight, that had your back, that all of this shit.
And also pierce your fucking tongue.
And pierce my tongue.
That's a bond that you share forever.
Forever, dog. Yeah.
That's what I'm not doing.
You never got a piercing?
Not in fucking school.
But you never got a piercing?
Never.
Okay, but you haven't had a piercing, so you don't know. Have you had a piercing?
No.
Nobody?
How long did you have your tongue pierced?
My tongue? Damn, I did the two. I was fucking super active. Ooh, fuck with me, dog. And the underlip. Y'all couldn't say shit to me.
Yeah, you're
right.
Yeah, I had the underlip. Damn, I think I even did the one on the side for a little bit.
Oh, you were a hoochie.
Duh. Proud of it.
This one?
I didn't do that one. No, I didn't do that one.
That was super active.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Well,
I want to tell you the
feels like you guys are judging me, so let's move on to the next one.
Okay.
No,
can I have some piña?
I'm not touching nobody. But, dude, on fucking Friday night, whatever, I go party, right? I go party, like, in Hermosa Beach with the homies, with the homegirls. We go pick up the other homegirl. It's about to be her birthday. We're maneuvering to an after-hour spot. We get stuck on the freeway in Paramount on the 710.
Damn.
There's a big-ass accident, 2 hours. Me, the homie Major Hype, and the two homegirls walk out the freeway like, fuck it, we're going to call an Uber. No Uber's coming. I'm in front of the Jack in the Box. Kylie, where am I by?
You're literally in East Side Paramount.
Like East Paramount.
Yeah, I know. That was my first question.
He was off of London and
you'll pass that?
Right before the Home Depot.
Oh, right there. It was like almost Compton.
Jack in the Box.
Yeah. So it was almost Compton.
Oh, yeah. So I'm at the... I see this car. We're waiting in the gas station. I finally decided to call Kylie. I didn't want to book Kylie. It was late night. It was like 4 a.m. almost. And it was like, and I was like, fuck, I don't want to call this fool and bug him. I've been talking shit to him all week. Crying on him about him and your relationship. And like, I was like, fuck it. I was like, Kylie, you can school me? He's like, yeah, fool, I'm on my way. Don't trip. I'm like, gracias. Wrong. And he was like,
he says that?
No, he doesn't say that. A car pulls up. It's just me, Major, I've been the two homegirls. I'm like, fuck, what if they just start chirping? They're drunk. They're bumping loud. They get off the whip.
Okay, I'm scared. What happened?
They get foot. True story, I swear to God. Kylie, what were we telling you about this
tengo
shit?
Miedo.
We get off the whip, and the fool that's the most banged down one. Duno!
Amazing.
And I'm like, what's up, bro? He's like, I'm a fucking fan of all the shit you do, dog. I watch No Jumper. I watch The Brown Bag.
Amazing.
And then he's walking up to me, and he's bloody as shit. And I'm like, what happened, dog? And he's like, man, you know, we got in this fight, me, and then it's four of them. One of them has a ripped shirt. Another one looks okay. One of them has like a bump in his face. I'm like, what happened? He's like, we're in Long Beach, off like the downtown, like the on Pine.
Yeah.
And they were like, man, and fucking fool, we got into a rumble. Fool, I know it looks like we lost, but we didn't, dog. Oh, my mom, this is what he told me.
You should see the other guy.
And then he's bleeding, though, and he's like, it's not even the worst of it. Boo. He's bald. Think about it like this. He's from East LA. Shout out, bro. He's from East Los Angeles.
East Los?
But he was coming from Long Beach. I guess they got off in Paramount to fucking pump gas. Takes off his hat. He's tied all over his head. He has a big ass stab wound right here.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, dog, what the? He's like, I got stabbed, but I'm good, fool. I'm good.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like,
God.
Dog, you got to go. I'm like, look, fool.
Now, Duno's like, giving him medical advice.
Bro, I'm telling you. And he's like, fuck him, get a picture. I took a picture of him, bro. I swear to God. Hopefully he posted. I took a picture of him, bro. Him and his homies were super
hopefully
cool.
Hopefully he survives.
Hey, watch, Duno's,
I feel like nobody's
going to
believe
him.
Yeah.
No.
They interrogate Duno because he's the last person that saw him alive.
Fuck. Let's pray for that guy. Hopefully he's good.
Oh,
but dog,
God.
I'm like, hey, wait. I'm like, you got to go to the hospital for. He's like, low-key for my parole. I don't want to go to the hospital. And then his homie was like, yeah, don't you, fool. We're going to put, what's the brown one? Not alcohol.
Peroxide.
Oh, peroxide on like, his head?
He's like, don't you, fool. We're going to put peroxide, fool. And I'm like, dog, I still feel like you should really go to the hospital.
No,
and he's like, fool, there's nothing a little bud and some fucking alcohol can't fix. And I'm like, you know what, better you be safe. I mean, and he's like, hey, dude, like, hella cool, though.
Did you get his name?
I didn't get his name. I wish I did.
I feel like you shouldn't give his name. This type of shit he got going on.
No, but yeah, they were fly. You could tell, like.
That's a legend.
Legend. Dog, wow. And then he had, like, a big-ass east side on his head.
Wow.
Tied all over, but he was like, I got off, and I'm like, oh, I think he's the one that's going to trip.
Yeah. He's
and he's like, dude, like, loud as fuck, and he's like, I love your videos, dog.
He watches Brown Bag.
And he mentioned, but he was also drunk. So maybe he just mentioned shit that I do. Yeah. He just bought it like, but we took a picture and one of his homies didn't know who I was. He's like, hurry up, fool. He's like, shut up, fool. I'm talking to Duno right now.
Aww.
And then we're like talking, but hella cool. But I'm like, dog, and the stab wound is like in his head, dog. And I'm like, dog, you got to go to the hospital. He's like.
So if they won, imagine the other guys.
Oh, yeah.
And I swear to God, right before he left, he's like, Duno. I know it looks like we didn't win, but we did, fool.
Yeah.
But hella cool. Shout out, bro, because being that positive while stab wounding your head and meeting somebody you fuck with, like, if I get, like, beat up and I'm stabbed and I get in the middle of a fucking freeway and I go and, like,
right.
And I run into Dom, like, I'm not going to say nothing.
Yeah,
like
you are.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, you are.
Hey, Dom.
You should see the other guys.
Yeah, I swear I would, Dom. I swear I would.
Before we got in a fight, worry about me, what's up? Fuck from the west, I would love. And I was like, bro, but that shit, I'm like, dog. You have a legit stab wound in your head, dog. And he's like, I'll be good for nothing some bud and alcohol can't fix.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
And I'm like, oh, you're active if you call it bud.
Yeah, that's true. That's some old ass shit.
Shout out to Cholos. I love the brown bag. They're like the most, because they say like some funny shit. Like one time the other one was like,
horny. Okay, let's take a shot for that Cholo.
Yeah, shot. And
shot for that Cholo.
In the head.
And for the stab wound.
I'm like,
oh.
They probably put some Casamigos on the fucking stab wound.
The fucking.
Hey, you kissed the bottle.
I drank some food.
No, waterfall it. I've been waterfalling it.
Don't. I promise you, I drank some. I'm not lying. What's the craziest shit that happened to you off Casamigos, Vic?
Off Casamigos? Ah, man. Honestly, there's a lot of shit I don't be remembering off Casamigos. I don't know. I mean, I guess. I feel like I already talked about it, but when. That girl was like thrown up in front of my house, and then her boyfriend came and picked her up.
And then I went inside.
Gross. How do you guys drink Casamigos?
And then I went inside and threw up in my sink. So that was like, that all happened within like 5 minutes.
Don Julio's worse, bro.
She threw up in your car? Oh.
I ain't gonna lie, if you threw up in your sink, you're a dirtbag.
Yeah, I didn't have a choice, bro.
What about the toilet?
It was, I didn't have any time.
Oh, the sink it was?
It was just like, you know?
That's valid.
Yeah.
It was one song when you guys are at a quince that you guys never forget
Suavemente.
To.
Yeah.
No. It was like the one song that you don't ever forget to dance.
Suavemente.
Mine is the Oye, mi amor, by Maná.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I always got to dance.
Shout out to Rock en Español.
Yeah.
It's the best like steps ever. Everyone can dance Rock en Español.
That's facts.
I really like Tren al Sur too.
Tren al Sur. They're Spaniard too.
Also, Bésame Mucho is coming out too. So
we gotta go to Bésame Mucho.
Hey, primo.
At Dodger Stadium.
Hola, primo. Dom? If you're listening, primo.
Primo. Primo, please.
And yeah.
Shout out me and my mom because we did one of the best skits for Bésame Mucho.
Who?
Me and my mom. Yeah, me and my mom. We did a skit for Bésame Mucho.
It came out. Primo.
Yeah, it came out of Ben. She promoted when their first job.
Primo, please.
I ain't gonna lie, that list, that's like one of those liners where you're like, fuck, where am I gonna go?
Yeah. We need to figure out our outfit for that.
Oh yeah.
We should have a whole brown, remember we wanted to be like Banda Machos but brown bag?
Yeah.
I know, but like
Banda brown bag would be fucking lit, dog. And we sing Ya Superame. I'm fucking No se va.
That'll be fire. I could do the little steps. Like, you just need a trumpet in your hand, and then you just, like, go this way, and then you go this way, and then you go this way.
Okay, it's Friendsgiving, so we're going to do a Friendsgiving homie awards, okay? Homies!
Can we do it for people that have... Nah, never mind. Okay, just people here?
Yeah,
people okay. here. Can I go first?
Yes, go ahead.
All right. And you guys, is going based off everybody behind the scenes?
And in front of the scenes.
And in front of the scenes. Okay. worst texture goes to Dom. Simpia's
worst texter goes to you.
Yeah, you have us on Do Not Disturb.
You haven't replied to the last six of my texts.
What do you mean? You're the worst texter, dog.
Josh, I send you voice messages. Okay, I'll take that back. Okay. All right. Most emotional friend goes to Letty.
Everybody
clap it up. Yeah.
Well, you all agree.
The competition was stiff, but not stiff enough.
Most simpiest friend, this splits in two, goes to Lucha and Cali. Yeah.
They got to share the award.
I ain't going to lie. Funniest, I'm going to have to give it to Jose. Funniest award.
Yeah.
He did good with the jokes.
I feel like I could have won that too.
You think so? You guys were runner up. Just
if you'd watch the text, you would.
Walk up on stage, snatch it. Walk up on.
I'm going to let you finish.
What award does Vic get?
I was getting there. Give me that.
Okay.
Most improved Josh.
Yeah.
Yes, he can
Josh
make a
found
reel
Jesus.
Now.
Yeah.
So excited for him.
Josh found something down in there and he just, brought it to the top.
He has a heart out now. Ford didn't have no schedule.
Oh man. He hated leaving here. He's like, everybody leaving now.
So what am I gonna do with my life now? Till next week.
Yeah.
Most creative, I would have to go with Angie and Letty. That one goes for both of you guys.
Yeah.
I'll share that award.
And most consistent, I'm gonna have to go with Maximo. Yeah.
Wow. And most handy for sure.
Yeah, most handy.
Most handy.
I'm hilarious. I am hilarious.
And then most.
Another one.
And then.
You're hilarious.
And then most out there, Shelvick.
Most what?
Like, I feel like this season, he
blossomed.
He talked more. He was clowning more and more
for
attractive.
Sure. Third season is in a whole new Vic.
Yeah.
A whole new Vic.
Hey, by the way, because you said most handy, I was at Best Buy and this guy's like, Maximo? And I was like,
what the fuck?
What the hell? And then he's like, from Brown Bag, right? And I was
amazing,
like, yeah.
Amazing.
He said, I recognize your voice and I knew it was you because of your hand.
Shout out to that guy.
I forgot his name.
Shout out to the Best Buy guy that recognized Maximo.
Home Depot. Is it Best Buy or Home Depot?
No, Best Buy.
Oh, yeah. Of course, your nerd ass would be at Best Buy. Yeah. Fucking
wow.
Because I'm Who gets the most Mexican award?
Most Mexican award?
Most Mexican homie.
Wow. Honestly, that would have to be split between me. No, all three of us. Because we have a brown bag podcast and we've been killing it. Hey. But if we're really being honest, it's me. I get the most bandas throughout the year.
If we're really being honest, it's Angie.
That's facts.
Yeah. She doesn't even try.
She wears socks with slides.
Yeah, she doesn't even try.
She's just so Mexican.
She's doing it right now.
She's just Mexican.
Okay, we're being honest. More chunti goes to Angie. The most chunti.
Thank you.
But most alcoholic, Duno,
Oh, yeah.
What
the fuck? Oh,
yeah. Who's the most chismoso?
Duno,
Who is the most rich?
Jorge.
My pimp.
Shout out Jorge and Dom.
Jorge and Dom.
Pretty rich.
Okay, now your turn.
Pretty rich. No, it's Vic's turn.
Okay, definitely most toxic. I got to give it up to Cali.
Yeah, Cali.
And which is crazy because he just entered the race like 2 weeks ago. Yeah. But he passed everybody so fast.
Hitting the ground running.
Yeah, like, you know. Like, I feel like you could have took it home, but no, he's like,
yeah, and I've done some toxic shit.
Yeah, no, there's, you didn't stand a chance.
I thought I won that.
No, you didn't stand a chance.
Nah, that fool. I came in
ready. Yeah, oh, yeah, fuck. You've been waiting for this moment.
Dominating every stat. Yeah. Let me see. I'll definitely say, like, best under the breath comments of all time, Jose.
Facts.
Yeah. Oh, that, yeah, he just be mumbling under his breath like some bars. Yeah.
I'm like, what?
Every time I'm like, how did he think of that? Yeah. We need to give him a mic. We should give him a mic. Because he be saying some funny shit.
Benny has some edit more shit. He be saying some out of pocket shit too.
True, yeah. There's some shit he would have to edit himself of himself.
Yeah, so maybe let's not give him a mic.
He'll edit it out. Don't worry. Yeah. I want to say best new addition, Lucha.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not exactly sure everything he does, but he did get us a lot of views that one episode. Yeah. And he brought a lot of good shit this time, so.
Funniest homie isn't anybody in this room. It's the motherfuckers in the comments. You guys crack me up sometimes. The shit that motherfuckers come up with in the comments that we end up using and not crediting. Like, shout out to you guys.
Like like true content creators. Yeah, just steal, look at from us. The smaller ones. Yep.
Great artist steal.
Yeah.
Shout out to us.
Josh, definitely most improved.
No,
for
kids
sure,
app.
For sure.
Yeah, Josh, we're so proud of you.
Yeah.
Josh literally used to come, like, he would have a fight or a blackout the night before or both.
Yeah, yeah.
And then now he's just like, he's
he used to
it.
Bail out just in time for the show, honestly.
Yeah.
And he's hella consistent with everybody's shit.
Yeah, yeah. I love me.
Yeah, shout out Josh, man.
Yeah. He got in his bag and he hasn't got out. Angie's, like, definitely the most, like, how do I say it? Like, the coolest one, like non-problematic one.
Facts.
You know
she
what I'm saying?
She is non-problematic.
The most non-problematic one.
She is very
that's super, like, useful.
That's great. You that's incredible.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
She
you can do no wrong.
Too.
Yeah.
She can take a joke.
Yeah, she can take a joke.
Yeah, I love
she
that.
She takes our clowns. You guys clown her.
Super.
You clowning her.
We beef at me and Angie.
Yeah, you do.
And then co-MVPs, I got to give it up to Duno Lete! Yeah.
We won 6 man of the year, you fuck.
I'm 6 man of the year, all right? You guys are co-MVPs. Yeah.
Shout out Lete for coach of the year.
Yeah, but not like Ime Udoka kind of coach. You know, like more like
Phil Jackson.
Yeah, Phil Jackson. Yeah. And then horniest, I mean.
I don't know.
Do I got to say.
Who is more horny?
Maximo? That for the double wanker is active.
Duno with the landslide victory! But who's runner up though?
Who's runner up? You, Dick.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah.
Sure. Okay, that was great.
Yeah.
Are you?
Most off my shit list into my friends list is Vic.
Yay!
That's progress. Yeah. Progress. Coming back.
Comeback season. You're playing like Westbrook.
Comeback season.
Hey, we got another win, you guys. We got another win. Yeah. I'm so happy for us. Again, dude, Vic, I appreciate you for coming to my parties all the time.
Oh,
thanks
yeah,
so
you already
much.
Know.
I literally had plans way before your party. Everybody else had no fucking excuse.
Yeah.
Shout out Duno for having great excuses. Yeah.
I think best... I don't know.
What the fuck?
Drunk for this.
Can we just skip to the best dressed?
Wow, nobody's gaming.
Wow.
Give him best dress.
For what?
Say he's a chunti, huh?
Is Vic the best dressed?
Come on.
Yes.
Come on.
Okay, look, in the comments, you tell us who is the best dressed. Not to this episode, clearly. I'm wearing a fucking onesie.
Okay.
But
you
like.
Know what?
Hold on, it's not fair. Like, well, actually, I could win this one. But the ones where you got the, you know? That's not even fair. They're gonna be like, oh dude, Lefty wins in the landslide, you know?
How do you know they're not out this one if you haven't looked?
I haven't.
And you're wearing a onesie.
Yeah.
Facts.
Look, we could change this shit right now. Little puppet.
You don't let me win anything. I just wanted one thing.
Just can't have this. Okay, you guys, best dress, Vic.
Yeah.
Oh.
You
should
I shouldn't have said. Thank you, guys.
Best Sancho is Duno.
Best Sancho is Duno. Shout out to Mills. Tap in. Couple Mills tapped in after that episode.
You got respect left?
No, bro. No respect at all. Yes.
Respect in the car.
Bro, people were DMing me like, bro, that was the most accurate shit I've ever seen. Yeah. I'm like, you fools are fucking homewreckers. I did it one time. Fools are consistent with this shit.
There's people that are like, oh, that's what this podcast talks about. Like, that's what it glamorizes. Chill out.
I wonder how many relationships we've ruined.
Yeah, true.
A lot of Vic.
I could think of a few.
Vic alone.
We're fun. We're consistent with Vic's relationships.
Best drunk, Letty.
Yeah. Is it three shot Letty or four shot Letty?
It was four, but I need more.
Four shot Letty needs her own like.
I feel
award
like we're not
separately
doing shit to this fucking bottle.
I feel like we should make a bottle called Four Shot Letty.
But it's four shots big.
No, like it'll be four shots, but it's just like we'll name it Four Shot Letty, and they're just like we'll do like a slogan like you drink four, you become a whore. You know what I mean?
Oh my God.
Not that's what you happens?
No, you.
Oh my God.
Okay, what about this? You drink four,
Vic,
you're never
bored.
Did I
mention how much you're my best friend in this podcast? And like literally.
I wasn't calling you a whore.
Best from friends list to shit list is Duno.
Yeah. Oh, oh my God.
Thanks.
No.
I was like hearing like when he said four. And then I was like, don't say it. I'm like, it's too close. It rhymed. Like,
what
like,
do you think has been the best slogan so far that we've come up with?
Horny.
Fuck with me, dog.
Or fuck with me,
dude,
dog.
Dude, it's top tier. Fuck with me, dog is top tier. That's a caption.
He's kissing ass.
Like, you heard me? You heard me?
Oh, I'm kissing ass. No, but horny's up there, too.
Horny. I feel like legend.
No, but also fuck with me, dog is more universal.
That's what I was about to say.
It's more marketable.
Yeah.
Marketable, is that a word?
It's a cuss word.
I know, but it's way better than horneado. Horneado
is a good word, man.
I have to get drunk, you guys. You don't understand.
Take a fat shot then, pussy.
What if you're already?
I've been drinking shots. Okay,
I think you gotta pour them in this.
Can you pass me the mineral water?
You guys are just wetting your lips.
Pause.
Okay, chorra.
Chorra.
He's super chorra right now.
Super chorra.
Shout out to, did we say this already?
No.
Aleman and Snow the Product, they are in the Wakanda, the Black Fire Panther Wakanda Forever soundtrack.
Yeah. Honestly, that's the only reason I'm going to go watch the movie.
No, both of their songs, incredible. You can listen to it right now. You could go to the, like, I listened to it on Apple Music, but hey, you can listen on Spotify too, just saying. but their songs are really good on the soundtrack.
Oh, can I give a hot tip?
I especially like Snow the Product songs.
Snow the Product is...
Mineral water.
Wait, Snow the Product is a better rapper than Nicki Minaj.
Snow the Product is a better than rapper than a lot of men in
the
game.
Yeah, facts.
So. Facts. And the fact that she can rap like that in Spanish always freaks me out. Like,
and sing.
Yeah.
Gotta give her flowers.
Yeah. A lot of people can do both. And Spanish is hard, dog.
All right, cheers. Cheers to Snow the Product.
Cheers.
And
she sells out shows, bro.
Yeah.
Cheers to Nieve del Producto. Snow the Product.
Is that it? Is that how you say it? I don't think so.
Yeah, Snow the Right, Angie.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay.
See, if my fellow Tunti said I'm right,
I'm right. No, because someone says nieve is ice cream and not snow.
He's right.
Okay, when you go to the snow and you tell your parents you're going to the snow. All right, that's what it's talking about. Yeah. I didn't call you whore. I called you alcoholic beverage whore. Man, fuck this.
Cheers.
And for Charlotte.
Cheers.
Oh my God.
Hey, who's your hot pass when you were in your past relationship or maybe with BM, with Bay Mama, where you're like, this is my hot pass?
Nah, you can't tell Salvadorian women you have a hot
pass. That part.
I definitely told my Salvadorian
next to
that. I
know the shit that I say to Jorge, he can never in his life say to me. Ever in his life.
Or have a podcast like this, huh?
Yeah, ever in his life. Yeah,
it's different.
Totally different.
It's way different. No,
but
I would
he's
never...
accepted that, okay? I know it's not right. I know it's not healthy.
That's
but he has accepted
side,
that. Yeah.
Nah.
It's the price you pay.
Yeah, nah, I don't think about hall passes now. I really just, I'm kind of like, I want to like DM them and like meet them in real life.
Mine is Mila Kunis. I used to tell my exes that all the time.
He loves Mila Kunis.
I'm like, you guys, if I ever meet Mila Kunis and she's down to, and this is high school.
You're not
going
to take a shower together.
And I'm like, I'm cracking her. And they're like.
I like that. I love how guys are like, that she's going to say yes.
Yeah, Mila Kunis is not fucking with me at all. Maybe one day, who knows?
Ashton, help. That's your man.
I know. But if me and Mila Kunis ever come out in a movie together, you guys just know I'm going to shoot my shot. But nah, actually not. Because then, you know, like, probably going to go around like, ah, this fool doing to try to crack me. I'm like 40 years older than him.
You should just do it. Life is short.
Yeah, but then that's, like, Mila Kunis is, like, a very well-known A-list, like, movie star. Like, and I don't want to, like, she's going to blackmail me, like, from the thing, you know? Like, I'm going to send her flowers. Like, hey, I love you. You're my hot pass.
You're my hot pass.
And then they're going to, like, remove me from the movie.
Oh, let's talk about this. Cooler Culo.
Okay.
The luchador masks are going to be banned from the World Cup.
That's racist.
How do you feel, Lucha, about
in
that?
In Qatar. Okay, for those of you guys who don't know Lucha, he is not just the simp that his girl cheated on him and then he went to the back.
Way more
concert.
Complex.
Super more yeah. complex. Like, he is a content creator.
Yes.
He likes to wear a luchador mask and just be popping out here in these streets. So that's why we're asking Lucha this question.
And Lucha,
that sucks.
Yeah,
that is.
Well, how do you feel about this, Lucha? Feel free to yell.
Speak very loud, Lucha.
It sucks because this is like one of the like most like iconic things during the Mexico things. Like everybody comes either with like a painted blue face of the Dodger game,
right.
or they come with like a Dodger jersey. But for the Mexico games, everybody comes with a Mexico jersey and a Lucha mask. So I feel like a bunch of people are going to be super pissed off about this.
Yeah, and what's the reason that they're banning it? Just because Mexicans do it? That's fucked up.
I think because the world is so fucked up right now, like, they don't want people, like, coming in because it's, like, all this crazy shit that's going on. And like they don't
not being able to identify them?
Nah.
It says the Mexican government confirmed the Qatar 2022 organizing committee's choice. Over 50,000 Mexico fans are expected to attend. The country's ministry has... a sought clarification. El Tri supporters are often among the most colorful at the tournament with sombrero de charros, wrestling masks, and renditions of Cielito Lindo. Yet fans are not allowed, keep going, scrolling down. Yet fans are not allowed to wear Lucha Libre masks entering the stadiums. They've told Mexican government that the masks are prohibited item, and they've warned Mexico against taking masks to games. That's so fucked up.
And it's low-key kind of racist.
It is not kind of. It really is racist. Because it's like, hey, Mexican fans, we know you do this shit. Stop it.
I'm just afraid to say anything right now.
You can do it.
Hold on, but wait. This is stupid because there's mask mandates.
Yes.
So, like, we used to have to wear masks everywhere.
And now you don't want masks.
What if this is, like, this is obviously going to protect from COVID.
No, it's not. No, it's not. Do you see where the fucking holes are? The holes are in the nose.
I'm trying to get us past this shit.
That's super racist, dog. I'm not a fan.
And look, religious reasons right there. He has a cross on it.
On his mask?
Yeah.
He does have a cross on his mask.
It's
man,
for faith
that's
reasons.
Super fucked up.
Yeah.
And they're not really.
It feels like we're just being singled out.
Yeah. And damn, there's really going to be Mexico fans that are flying to Qatar.
50,000.
That's crazy. Qatar is said to be really hot. That's why they're doing it so late in the year, because it's so hot they couldn't do it in the earlier months.
Oh, but also, we're known to always bring in a big percentage of the money.
If they're going to single us out, this is like when you go to the club and they tell you, like, oh, you can't wear a hat.
But you're popping like 30 bottles.
But then Jay-Z walks in with a hat and then just like, oh, come on, Jigga. You know?
There's levels, Vic.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I've been the levels. Let me tell you guys a story one time. We were walking in with our hats, right? And the guy was like, hey, no sports attire or LA gear. And I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, yeah, you can't do that. And then the homie's like, hey, that's Duno's world. He's good. Ooh.
You were good?
I was super fucking good. and then he let me in, but he tried to trip on the homies. I'm like, hey, they're with me.
They're with me.
And yeah. Also, and something dope that also happened.
Another news.
Santa Fe clan sang to Paquita del Barrio, you guys.
That's really cool.
That's fire. So they had like this thing like honoring her where like different artists came and did songs. And Santa Fe clan sang to Paquita del Barrio. Rata de dos patas.
He sang that to her?
No, he sang his song to her.
Oh, okay.
He sang his song, but it was, you know, kind of dedicated to her and shit like that.
Did she sing her song back to him?
I don't know exactly what happened, but my mom was telling me like this big thing that was going on.
That would've been pretty tight.
Take the shot, fool.
I'm trying. I'm fucking trying. I'm trying.
I'm trying. I'm trying.
Can we bring Angie in here for Sombra Sala?
Yeah, Sombra Sala.
Get the fuck out of here, Maximo. Fucking Angie, get over here. Now, do a shot with me. Angie. Sombra Sala. Woohoo!
Dígame de Sombra Sala.
Oh my God, let me take my shot though.
Ooh! Damn.
Okay.
Okay.
Sombra sala.
Sombra.
So we're fucking drunk. This is a shit show right here.
You feel that drunk? A shit show.
Yeah, pass me the fucking bottle,
Angelica. The homie sexting over here.
I wasn't sexting.
Yeah, you were.
I'm sending old dick pics.
Old dick pics?
Just joking.
You have them just like
saved?
No, I don't just have them saved.
You know, they can tell the dates, right?
How?
They just click on it. It gives you the details.
Oh, I don't know that. Come on.
Oh, no. Yes, you.
That's toxic.
No, we sent them a snap.
And it'll slap.
Okay. Okay. All right, guys. So Sombra Sala, it's about Aleska Genesis. So if you guys don't know who that is, that's actually... That was what? Okay, let it out. What do you want to think about my outfit?
Why are you looking at me?
Why did you say the homegirl's outfit from Fire by
Who's
Leonard?
Aleska?
Yeah, Aleska. No, let's let her finish.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't say anything, Angie.
Okay. I don't know. I don't have headphones, so I don't know what you guys are saying.
Aleska, Aleska. We said Aleska.
Go. Shout out your nails.
So Aleska Genesis, that's Nicki Jam's ex-girlfriend.
Ooh.
So she was
the white girl. The white girl?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The white girl. She's a model. She's pretty.
Pretty as fuck.
Yeah, she's really pretty. So there's like videos going viral of her, and she's like FaceTiming this bruja.
Oh,
and she's doing like brujeria to Nicki Jam.
Oh,
so,
shit.
So Jose, if you can click on it. That's exactly the part where she's like telling, I want Nicki Jam to be like thinking of me, like obsessed with me. He can't get it up without me. Like things like that. Crazy about Nicki Jam.
Evil world we live in.
She looks fucking dead right there.
A ver.
Well, okay.
She's like a character from fucking Coco.
No,
you guys think she's pretty?
No, no, she's.
No, she is pretty.
She's the one on the left. She's the one on the
oh,
left.
Oh, yeah. She's not the bruja.
Well, I know. The bruja looks like she's fucking.
The bruja is fucking demons right now. Is she wanking it?
I was about to say, what's she...
What's going on in
I don't know exactly what she's doing with her...
But this shit went viral, right?
But it went viral. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it went viral. And then Aleska, instead of saying, like, you know what, this is my private life, whatever, or saying sorry, something like that, homegirl no se hace la que no pasa nada. And homegirl saying, like, oh, just wait till Friday at 12 and I'm going to say something. And so then Friday comes and she's like, oh, you guys think I'm la mala, I'm la bruja? And she drops the fucking perfume. But it's like a whole thing that there's like phone calls, there's videos, there's audio of hours, days saying that she's doing brujería. It's not just only Nicki Jam, but then other exes saying that like I want him to feel have remorse, like feel really bad, and even doing it to like little kids. This ex,
damn,
I haven't seen that part of the video, but it's like
yeah, I haven't seen that either.
She's been going very.
Man, I hate this bitch.
Okay,
demon
I would
ass
hate her.
Bitch.
I would hate her.
Hating ass bitch. Ain't never had nothing good, and when they leave, she's mad and does brujeria ass bitch.
So, like all of us.
Well, she was only with Nicki Jam for like a couple of months.
Okay.
So she's psycho.
She's salty.
She's so definitely. Both of that. But yeah, like Nicki Jam was gifted. He gave her a Ferrari for Christmas.
Oh, yeah, that's going to make sense.
Ungrateful. Ungrateful.
Yeah. And so then Nicki Jam replied back and saying, like, oh, no más Dios sabe. Things like that.
Mm.
But he didn't really talk about
But you know what's fucked up about this? And like, if you guys have seen the Nicki Jam thing on Netflix, he had a really crazy story. Like,
yeah.
His life was crazy.
Yeah.
And you could tell how much of a good space. He even has, like, I think where he interviews artists now.
Uh-huh.
He does kind of like a podcast.
Oh, he does his own podcast?
Yeah, he does, like, interviews and stuff. That was interviewed Eslabon, Grupo Firme. Mm. And he's done all those interviews. And
he's the one with Grupo Firme. Go finish it.
Yeah, and then he's, like, he's super sober. He's, like, that was, like, in a really good place. Like, he has
a crazy
story with his mom. So for somebody to do this, because maybe the relationship didn't work, I'm not saying he's perfect, but you could tell, like, he's such in a better place now than he was while coming up before him and Daddy Yankee ever reunited.
You make me so proud that you know all this.
Come on.
I like it.
You know what I mean?
He's
I'll pay attention.
I know, but I'm surprised that he knows all about
You know what I mean?
History.
So it's kind of, like, I'm not saying he's perfect, but maybe something just didn't work out. And he, you know, and you could tell he's dealt with so much bullshit that he's probably like, look, if it's not working out, it's better we're not toxic and just kind of move on.
Mm-hmm.
And then you want to do some shit like that where you... And if people know, look, whatever you do, sopa de canzón, whatever, that's on you. But I feel like when people are good people and that happens to them, it's super fucked up.
It is. But she's doing it to multiple people. But I was going to tell you, like, oh, yeah, so Nicki Jam, you know how he...
interviewed Grupo Firme?
Grupo Firme. You know that Edwin, he went on and he said that, like, oh, yeah, I did cocaine with Canelo. That was my first time. He's like, he's talking about it. He's like, yeah, you know, at the fight in Vegas, the one that just happened, he's like, that was the first time.
He said that?
Yeah.
And then Nicki,
is that why he got kicked out of Canelo's house?
I don't know.
Payday. The quince?
Yeah.
Maybe. Payday, payday. But yeah, that, I thought that.
Get the fuck out of here, like, man. That's what he said after he did the
pedicure. Hey, Canelo don't look like a dick when he's drunk, though, huh?
Get the fuck out of here.
After a pedicure.
I feel probably like always just like, what a fool.
So then why do we hate on Oscar if literally they're doing the same thing?
Damn.
I don't know.
Damn. You know why?
It's a bar.
You know why?
Oh, but you're just finding out.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I know. Because when I heard it too, I was just like, what? Canelo?
But that shit didn't go to public. It didn't go to public.
If you do something with someone, isn't it fucked up if you snitch on them?
Try snitching, yeah. Yeah, unprovoked. Let's just like.
I think.
Like, you're going to talk about fucking doing perico with Vic. Like, that's just fucking stage.
Which we've never done.
If me and Vic.
Which has never happened.
If me and Vic ever do perico, I'm definitely going to come on here and talk about it.
Just like clowny talk.
No, I'm going to tell you the story. Like, if me and Vic go like on a 3-day bender. And we're lit and we gotta come film on Monday. What's be the best story ever? Title it, Vic and Duno do perico.
For the first time.
For the first time ever.
For the views?
For the, what is going stupid?
Oh my God, you guys, the alcohol is hitting. Let's fucking go. Angie, come on, let's turn up. Let's take another shot.
I took a big shot.
Take another shot. It's hitting now. Okay, look, ask me whatever you guys want.
Hold up, let me.
It's gonna be a lot of editing.
No, we're not editing none of this shit. Jose's like, fuck
speed
that.
Speed round. Fucking take the shot. Give some to Vic.
I feel the pussy, dog.
He is. But give him some. Eh! Quiero sentir tu. Come on, Vic. Vic, go, Vic. Do it for Rosecrans.
Wow, Vic.
Let's go, Vic! Vic has sex tonight. It's going to be the best. Woo. Go.
Whiskey
Angie! Angie! Cheers.
Angie,
it's Friendsgiving, bitch. It's Friendsgiving.
On Duno's cup.
On Duno's cock?
What?
Whoa!
What is she saying?
Cup!
And then on Duno's cup, we're drinking off Duno's cup.
Damn. That's a crazy Orange County accent that confuses cup with cock.
On Duno's cock.
I'm drinking Duno's cock.
Cheers, Angie. You're my best friend.
Oh, my God.
Have you tried it?
Let's have some of Duno's mom's flan.
That's just really good.
Oh, you're getting the money.
Angie, so what happened with this girl? She did witchcraft. Okay, I just want to talk about this witchcraft real quick.
Pass the fork.
Everybody wishes their ex bad. I don't care if you're like, oh, we're friends. You never wish your ex better than what you guys could have had or will have or all of that.
Well, she doesn't have a chance. But
I'm just thinking, like, Nicki Jam probably spoiled her.
For 2 months.
Not 2 months, it was just a couple months.
Fuck it, I don't wish my ex.
But yeah, because you still want to be with your ex.
No, no, yeah, fuck, I don't miss her. I mean, I don't wish her bad. I miss her back.
You miss her butt?
Her back.
You miss spitting on her back?
Like, I just poured out my heart about my ex.
Yeah, and you guys are totally ignoring my friend.
What? This guy's like, give him the pork.
All right,
like,
just
what?
The pork?
The pork?
Pork!
On Duno's cock.
No, not on my cock. Leave my cock out of here.
Josh, you are too sober for this shit, Josh.
Angie's like, give him the pork. It's a fork.
Shout out my Caesar for making this.
She is the most juicy.
Oh, my own killed it.
You're not going to share?
Your mom killed him. So Duno had his mom learn how to make flan for this especially.
Oh, hold on, I have to still take this shot.
We're going to eat out the plate. It's going to be too much. We're already drunk.
Cheers, best friends.
Cheers, best friends.
Shout out this party.
Cheers to Luis and Jorito.
Yay.
I know we're going to caption it. Actually, I don't know where we're going to caption it. Damn, Chata did really good on this one. Honestly, she was like, she got like the wrong like tapa lechera. So she's like, I don't know if they're gonna like it. And I was like, fool, shut up, just make it.
Can you guys pass me that mineral water?
Nope. Pass you the alcohol. Vic, remember last time we got drunk together?
Yeah.
I don't want to remember that.
Wait, but when?
You know when, motherfucker.
Shit.
That'd be the fucking fool. Angie, you know what we're talking about.
All the awkward.
It was your fucking birthday.
And she was mad at me, and then she got happy.
Yeah, fuck.
Fuck.
No! No!
Cut the check, bitches.
On God.
I'm the happiest drunk in life.
You want to try a little bit?
I'm super happy when I'm drunk.
Oh, you want to try a little bit? My fault.
I did.
It's good.
This is how much I love Duno and his mom. Because
that
I don't
you'll
like
drink flan.
Yeah,
because
I feel like shit,
I don't
too.
Like, I don't like flan, and I'm very, like...
No, I'm not, like, I if I could eat some, but not...
Good,
it's good. She killed it. She did.
Yeah.
Wait, so do you wish bad on your exes, Vic?
Hell no. I love them. I wish they all the best.
Them?
No.
Lendy hates her ex.
And I do.
I don't feel like I'm on bad terms with my exes.
There's someone that watches. I'm so sorry.
Oh, me and Jose were talking about this the other day.
I know you commented.
That they
someone
live on.
Commented that they live on the exact street that I say fuck. Because it's fuck Fontana, but I know there's a lot of listeners from Fontana. So not unfuck Fontana. Just fuck Mango Street. And there's now people that love Brown Bag, but they live on Mango Street. So unfuck you, okay? Unfuck you. Just fuck that house that's on Mango Street. And I got drunk.
Hey, hard work and dedication.
Still have a shot. I still
in
have
your
more.
Cup. Like you told me to.
In your cup.
I know. Angie gets drunk and can't pronounce words that she already can't pronounce.
Well, it doesn't happen. We just when she's drunk.
That's what
I have food in my mouth.
She's closer to sober than drunk, dog.
Yeah.
What are we naming this episode?
Oh.
What's on your Thanksgiving playlist?
Oh,
that's a good one.
Country Road.
How does that
country
go?
Country Road.
Old Country Road.
Take me on.
I've never heard that.
Why?
In my life.
Old Town
Road by John Denver.
Old Town
Road.
Definitely. Play.
Carol.
Why? I belong. Who broke your heart, Dick?
Just me and you. Vic, keep drinking, Vic. Now.
I'll take one more shot. I mean, like,
shout out to Mina that wow. You feel
Let's
me?
Take one more shot. Look, I still have a little bit in my cup. Come on.
I ain't gonna lie though. Usually, I ain't gonna lie. Hold up.
I like when Duno ain't gonna lie. Because
look.
The usually, truth comes out.
And Thanksgiving, me and my homies, for Thanksgiving, me and my homies usually go through like oldies that we all know. So, like, You by Chris Brown comes on.
That's not old.
Oh, yo. That's old for me.
What the fuck?
Sorry.
Dog.
Is there a punch sound effect?
I was like 16. He's talking about Jordans on a Saturday.
You know
Saturday.
The oldies?
Like,
Dr. Dre 2001.
You like Jordans on a Saturday.
How old was I when fucking that came out? You. Or yo, whatever.
Yo.
You or yo. Those are two different
They're
songs.
Two different songs.
All right, fuck it. Excuse me, miss. When did that come out?
Oh, that was like 2000.
I don't know.
Six?
Eight?
Five?
I mean, so
oldie
the hug.
You were 8 years old.
I was five. I was
2005.
I was
like,
five, dog.
Oldies okay, are like, I'm your eight. Puppet.
Yeah, those are oldies. Art LeBeau did not play Chris Brown.
But,
high five.
But me and all my homies.
You're doing bestie activities.
Okay,
I like
okay,
it.
Okay.
Oh, fuck you, bitch.
Okay, but if we're being valid, I'm just old for me and my friends. Very frequent for you guys as teens. You know, I'm proud that you guys were there when you guys promoted the
I'm
song
proud.
on Hotwire, whatever you guys had.
Hotwire?
LimeWire.
Hotwire.
This was at Hotwire.
Whatever. But me and my homies, we had it on the iPad. You know, I'm sorry.
Oh my.
You guys got anxiety
God.
While using YouTube back in the day.
We uploaded the first YouTube videos.
Yeah, you guys
record.
Came from us. You guys came out of our nutsack, so shut the
Facts.
Fuck up.
But I'm just saying, like, me and my mom usually would play older
I was on
songs.
YouTube when it was just cat videos and the annoying
that
orange.
Part. And you kicked my dog?
Oh, yeah. You yeah, kicked my dog? You come over to my house and you kicked my dog?
Or you go to a page and you do, like, voices? And then you prank call people.
Oh, the soundboards. E-bombs world.
You guys prank call people, fucking old ass fools.
Yeah.
You never prank called anybody?
Fuck no.
Hey, have you ever been on the party line?
I have.
Talk to me.
I was on the party line getting horny, and then they'll lock something in and just leave.
The party line was the first Brown Bag.
No, but look, fucking me and my homies usually bump like older music. Yeah. So we'll go with some, like Chris Brown, some Wonderwall. You're my Wonderwall. We'll go with some Hey There Delilah, Blink 182.
Those are not old school.
Hey There Delilah's pretty old. If you know Hey There Delilah, you're old. Way.
Hey, we Delilah. Are mid episode. I'm on Instagram right now. Say hi to Instagram.
But we're recording. Stop. I don't know what do you guys usually bump?
For when what?
For Thanksgiving, like you guys are already drunk, playlist comes on, everybody already ate, it's time to get drunk, everybody's shoes come on.
No hay que llorar, que la vida es un carnaval, y donde no estaré cantando. Oh, you know it too, you little fucking bitch, you better not play.
I don't know that shit. Oh,
you know Celia Cruz.
Uncultured.
Ooh, Angie.
You dress like you've been married for 20 years.
Hit it with a blicky. How long?
What is you and your family bum, Vic?
Usually,
Ralphie
like,
the plug.
No, I wish.
Big Swift playlist comes out.
No, Big you guys, come I have to play music.
GFA?
I'm just playing on my artist. I just.
Welcome down, Ralphie 22 GFA.
Yeah. He's all, like, all of Vic's 2022 hottest MCs.
I can't play the real music I like, but I have to play like neutral shit. Like, which I'll play like Bruno Mars, like.
Wow. That's so Anderson Paak.
Grenade. And your family's.
Not Grenade. I'll play like Silk Sonic.
Your dad does not listen to Anderson Paak. Get the fuck out of here.
No, I'll Sonic. Try to get him into it, but all he wants to play is fucking Pedro Infante all day.
Shout out to your dad.
Oh, man. Just wait for the comment. Oh, no, stepmom, you're stuck in the dryer.
I hope you're getting drunk while listening to us. Otherwise, we probably look so obnoxious.
Who's more drunk?
Who's the most?
I took a fat ass shot.
I took a fat ass shot.
I'm burning out,
wait,
you guys.
Wait, just look at me. All three of you guys. Look at me. Duna, tú también. Look at me, and I'll tell you for your face.
You guys heard me? You guys
don't like Angie wants you to look at her.
Look at me.
Dude,
look
Vic, at me, look at her.
Oh, it's Duno, then Vic, and then Leti.
What?
That's your the more drunk.
My penis?
She's the brujeria, you guys.
Damn. Have you ever okay, I know you've never done it. No, I know you've never done it.
No, I'm so scared of that.
No, I know you've never done it, but...
Hell no.
Wait. But has somebody hurt you, like a guy hurt you bad enough that you, like, thought about it really quick, never. But then you're like, no.
What is happening? Even the last fucking Prius puppy, I would... No.
No? That's good. You're good.
No.
Now.
No.
I'll be a little calling dumbass.
Fuck do
don't put that filter on me.
Man, nobody's answering today.
No, don't put it on me. Oh, Jose, fucking. Jose just said there's only 30 salvageable minutes of this podcast. He said we were recording for 2 hours and then we can only air 30 minutes of it.
Friendsgiving. What are we going to do for Thanksgiving? Is this is what we're doing for Friendsgiving?
I'm so
sorry. Angie, you're so horny?
This has been episode 72, you guys.
72.
Make sure you guys press the link in our bio. You guys. Go buy tickets for the Novo.
We can't be done. We have so much food.
Angie, shut up.
You haven't even tried Cali's food.
I did. We're, me and Max.
I'm gonna take a bag home.
We're in the middle of recording.
Well, why did Cali bring it like there were kilos?
We're in the middle of recording. We're in the middle of recording Brown Bag.
All right, we're done.
All right. Episode 72.
Say bye,
fucker. Buy some tickets for the live show.
The Novo. Get your tickets. They're about to sell out.
Angie and Letty are the worst idea to get drunk together. Oh, yeah, the Novo, facts. Downtown LA. We'll see you guys December 23rd. Press the link.
Be there or be square. But
bring your
square,
bitch or your
side,
bitch. Bow.
No okay. Lanes allowed.
Are we ending the podcast?
Yeah, say bye.
Apparently.
Bye. I love you guys so much.